This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, March 15th, 2024. I'm Mark Boulanger. In the report this week, unions are celebrated at Hollywood's Oscar ceremonies. How the actors' strike confronted artificial intelligence. The Labour Start report about union events and singing. This is Radio Labour.
This very strange town of ours, as pretentious and superficial as it can be, at its heart is a union town.
That is the American comedian Jimmy Kimmel hosting the 2024 Oscars. The Oscars this year were held after a four-month strike by members of the SAG-AFTRA Actors Union. The main issue in the strike was the use of artificial intelligence to replace actors.
We were on strike for a long time, for 148 days. For 5 months, this group of writers, actors, directors, the people who actually make the film said, we will not accept a deal. Well, not the directors. You guys folded immediately. But the rest of us said, we will not accept a deal without protections against artificial intelligence. And as a result, actors no longer have to worry about getting replaced by AI. Thanks to this historic agreement, actors are now able to go back to worrying about being replaced by younger, more attractive people. And I think that's great. We can be proud of the fact that this long and difficult work stoppage taught us that this very strange town of ours, as pretentious and superficial as it can be, at its heart is a union town. It's not just a bunch of heavily Botoxed, Hailey Bieber smoothie drinking, diabetes prescription abusing, gluten-sensitive Nepo babies with perpetually shivering chihuahuas. This is a coalition of strong, hardworking, mentally tough American laborers, women and men who would 100% for sure die if we even had to touch the handle of a shovel. But the reason we were able to make a deal is because of the people who rallied beside us. So before we celebrate ourselves, let's have a very well-deserved round of applause for the people who work behind the scenes, the Teamsters, the truck drivers, the lighting crew, sound, camera, gaffers, grips. That's right. All the people who refused to cross the picket lines, there they are. If you're wearing Skechers to the Oscars, take a bow. Come on, guys, take a bow. Take a bow. You deserve it. Thank you for standing with us. And also, we want you to know that in your upcoming negotiation, we will stand with you, too. And also, I'm going to make sure this show goes really long tonight so you get a ton of overtime.
The issue of artificial intelligence from the actor's perspective was presented at a recent conference organized by the International Labour Organization. The ILO is the UN specialized agency focused on matters of work in the world. It is operated in a tripartite fashion by governments, employer groups, and labour unions. One of the speakers at the ILO conference in Geneva was the National Executive Director of SAG-AFTRA, Duncan Crabtree Ireland.
There's a viewpoint among many of our members that AI should simply be banned and prohibited, and that unions and governments and others should do that, should focus our attention on that. That's not a viewpoint that we have endorsed, but I think it's important that people recognize that viewpoint is out there. In our case, we believe that technology can't be stopped. What has to be done with these advancements in technologies, they have to be channeled in a way that is both ethical and responsible and also takes into account the concerns of various stakeholders, including workers. And so for our members, there's really three fundamental principles that are most important. Number one is a respect for the creative talent that establishes the underlying framework for any kind of AI system. That's the rights in the creative work that workers do, whether that's writing a screenplay, writing a book, performing in a play, performing in a movie, singing a song, working as a journalist, and so many other examples. So in the case of creative work, that work has to be respected. The rights in that work have to be acknowledged. And also, not only in terms of, for example, copyright, but in terms of the right that people have in their own likeness, image, and voice. Second of all, informed consent is an absolute essential prerequisite for any kind of use of someone's voice, image, or likeness through digital replication technology that's been made more feasible and more accessible by artificial intelligence. The idea that someone could have their face or voice or likeness used without their consent to create a statement, a performance, or any other kind of work is simply anathema and mustn't be allowed. And we must establish norms at all levels, national and international, through collective bargaining and through public policy to ensure those rights, the rights of informed consent, are respected. And finally, the principle of fair compensation needs to be embedded in everything that we do with respect to AI technology, especially in the cases where AI technology might displace work, but even when it doesn't. So in the concept of AI technology providing a method to recreate someone's work without their participation, to make someone's work usable in multiple ways without their participation, a principle of fair compensation for those uses must be established so that those workers are not, in fact, left out in the cold through the use of their own work, their own image, likeness, and voice being used against them. So those are the three major areas of concern for people, workers in our sphere, who want to see AI allowed, but AI done in a responsible, ethical way. It seems to me that one of the most important things the ILO can do is to help make sure that it's clearly understood that there exists a right of collective bargaining and social dialogue over the implementation and use of artificial intelligence. One of the things that we've seen is that the collective bargaining process, certainly in our experience, has been the fastest way to actually establish mutually agreeable concepts and limitations and guardrails around the implementation and use of artificial intelligence. While public policy norm setting is still in progress, we already have completed collective bargaining agreements with at least five major groups of employers in the United States, specifically addressing the implementation of artificial intelligence with respect to different types of workers. And so the ILO continuing to emphasize that point and to use its norm setting powers to establish that right for workers around the world, I think, is really important. I'd just like to point out that when we talk about the role of civil society groups in this dialogue, it's absolutely essential, but we need to distinguish civil society groups generally from workers' representatives and labor organizations specifically. And workers need to have their own voice in all dialogues that are going on about artificial intelligence. And you, as governments and all of us, should not assume that civil society organizations speak on behalf of workers' rights or interests, because workers have a very specific, unique, and important perspective about the implementation of AI. And I urge everyone to ensure that workers' voices specifically, are represented in all of those conversations. And I think the ILO can lead in this regard specifically because of the tripartite structure that can set an example for how these types of conversations can and should happen around the world. We strongly believe that there is an important role for the ILO in combination with other intergovernmental organizations and UN bodies, specifically including in the case of our sector, the World Intellectual Property Organization and UNESCO. We would like to see more collaboration and specific cooperation in those areas. And in fact, in the conclusions from a technical meeting of our sector, the entertainment and media sector, last February, today, that was explicitly acknowledged as something that should be accomplished in order to help further these. And perhaps more sectoral work can be done to make sure the unique needs of workers in different sectors can be recognized. Finally, I would just like to note that the pace of change of technology, this technology in particular, of artificial intelligence and generative artificial intelligence, means several things. Number one, it's almost impossible for contracts, regulations, et cetera, to evolve in real time alongside that technology, which means that it's incredibly important to identify key principles that can apply regardless of the specific evolution of aspects of that technology, such as informed consent, such as respect for creative rights, et cetera.
Here with his report about union events is Labor Start correspondent Derek Blackadder.
This week, our top story section included links to the latest news about the national strike by Portuguese journalists, Our latest audio podcast interview with an Iranian trade unionist who is optimistic about the future of Iran and the Iranian labor movement, and the loosening of restrictions on Vietnamese trade union formation. But my favorite top story of the week came to us from Europe, where a new European Union directive respecting platform work will benefit millions of workers. A random sample from our news pages this week includes articles about a two-week-long political strike by port workers in Finland, the bombing of the General Federation of Palestinian Trade Unions headquarters in Gaza, and more public transport strikes in Germany. On our Working Women news page, you'll find details about the thousands of International Women's Day events that made the news around the world. Visit our site to see them all in your choice of 9 languages. Our volunteers make a special effort each year to collect everything they can find in the run-up to International Women's Day and on the day itself. But even on a normal day, you can still find a dozen or more news stories about the struggles, victories, and yes, defeats of women workers. Stories appearing on our health and safety page in Newswire this week include calls from Australian unions for criminal charges after an avoidable mine collapse that killed a worker, the fight against the growing wave of violence directed at retail workers in the United Kingdom, and an inquiry by the International Labour Organization into workplace safety in Bangladesh. Other workplace safety stories this week include an appeal for assistance from Indian migrant workers employed on rubber plantations in Malaysia, and a renewed push by the TUC to have the Guinean government ratify ILO Convention 190. Our current photo of the week comes to us from Sao Paulo, Brazil, as workers there marked International Women's Day with huge rallies. Labor Start hosts online solidarity actions at the request of unions around the world. This week, we'd like to highlight an urgent appeal for online solidarity with trade union activists in Egypt. If you can spare just a few seconds, you can do your part in these struggles by sending a solidarity message. Look for details of this and other campaigns on our site. This is Derek Blackadder from Labor Start, reporting for Radio Labor.
Now here is Ellie Cordova with her song about the SAG-AFTRA strike, Protect the Engine of Our Culture.
Of our favorite shows just want a fair fee. The actors say you cannot use our likenesses for free. The studios can listen or be brought down to their knees, cause the system is not fair. When the Hollywood executives own mansions in the hills, while the actors, techs, and crew on set can barely pay their bills. When writers get delinquent checks and no residuals, then the system is not fair. Protect the engine of our culture from the entertainment vultures. Everybody protect the engine of our culture, cause they just want their fair share. Streaming brings the cinema right to our fingertips, and the revenue from all those views is making someone rich. But when creatives at the bottom see next to none of it, the system is not fair. When artificial programming completes its learning curve, they'll make a model of your face, they'll make a bank from all your words. Shows by code without a soul's the future we deserve, unless we stop it now. Protect the engine of our culture from the entertainment vultures. Everybody writers are with y'all. Everybody deserves fair pay.
And that's it. Labor news you can use. You can listen to our daily newscasts and features at radiolabor.net. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.